enemies of the Lord. Jesus Christ declared and warned unbelievers, St. Luke 19:27, "But those mine enemies, which would not that I should reign over them, bring hither, and slay them before me." Jesus Christ condemned in all eras those who reject his words to cleanse them from their sins. They have the evil spirit and pernicious ways of devils. All allegiances with devils have caused many to commit the unpardonable sin of unbelief. Jesus said, St. Luke 22:53, "But this is your hour, and the power of darkness." In this verse, Jesus was talking to the chief priest, captains, and the elders of the temple. At that particular time, he was in the Mount of Olives as he often resorted there for prayer. Judas, one of the 12 disciples who betrayed him for money, led the multitude to take Jesus by force as a prisoner. They were the enemies of the Lord. Satan used them as an instrument in the capture of Jesus by the permission of God. Verses 47-48, "Behold a multitude, and he that was called Judas, one of the 12, went before them, and drew near unto Jesus to kiss him. But Jesus said unto him, Judas, betrayest thou the Son of Man with a kiss?" Jeremiah prophesied about Judas' betrayal, Jeremiah 48:10, "Cursed be he that doth the work of the Lord deceitfully." Judas, who was a devil, was a disciple of Jesus in the ministry and he knew his favorite resort. He failed to uphold the trust as a friend to Jesus. He betrayed his trust for money, 30 pieces of silver. He kissed him pretending to love him. Obviously, he hated him. Jesus declared that God the Father loved him. Only those who have the Spirit of God will love holy people. St. John 10:17-18, "Therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life, that I might take it again. No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This commandment have I received of my Father." St. John 18:4-6, "Jesus therefore, knowing all things that should come upon him, went forth, and said unto them, Whom seek ye?" They answered him, "Jesus of Nazareth." Jesus saith unto them, "I am he." And Judas also, which betrayed him, stood with them. As soon then as he had said unto them, "I am he," they went backward, and fell to the ground. Jesus' words were extraordinarily powerful. When he spoke, "I am he," his words literally threw some of his enemies, who desired to take him to Pilate to crucify him, backward and to the ground. However, he surrendered himself to die for his true 11 disciples, his mother and family, and believers of all times. St. John 19:26-27, "When Jesus therefore saw his mother, and the disciple standing by, whom he loved, he saith unto his mother, Woman, behold thy son. Then saith he to the disciple, Behold thy mother." And from that hour that disciple took her unto his own home. Judas desired merely money. He did not repent. Judas, the chief priest, and elders were in the darkness of sin. They did not believe that Jesus Christ was the Messiah. Jesus proclaimed to them, St. Luke 22:53, "This is your hour, and the power of darkness." He used the metaphor of the blinding power of darkness, which deceives sinners in unbelief. You are selling your eternal soul for the corruptible things of this world. This is your hour to live for Jesus, or to be in league with the devil, which is the power of darkness. Verse 52, "Then Jesus said unto the chief priests, and captains of the temple, and the elders, which were come to him, Be ye come out, as against a thief, with swords and staves." We notice in this scripture that the religious leaders were Jesus' worst enemies. Those men who sought to destroy Jesus were elders, chief priests, and captains of the temple in Jerusalem. They came out against Jesus as if he were a common thief to arrest him. St. Luke 23:1, "And the whole multitude of them arose, and led him unto Pilate." The religious leaders had heard of the fame of Jesus, and they had heard of him teaching in the temple. They did not repent nor believe in the spiritual kingdom of God. The 11 faithful disciples were examples of the spiritual kingdom of God within them. Jesus was emphatic, St. Luke 17:20-21, and when he was demanded of the Pharisees, when the kingdom of God should come, he answered them and said, The kingdom of God cometh not with observation, neither shall they say, Lo here, or, Lo there, for, behold, the kingdom of God is within you. Judas was a devil, and he exemplified unbelieving devils of all times. Jesus said, St. Luke 22:53, When I was daily with you in the temple, ye stretched forth no hands against me. When Jesus was in the temple teaching, no one could lay hands on him because his time had not yet come. They could not arrest him until the precise time in which God the Father appointed. When Jesus' time was come for him to give his life for the sinners, his enemies, who were followers of Satan and the power of devils, rejoiced. However, his friends, who were 11 disciples, wept at his departure. Jesus said, St. John 16:20, Verily, verily, I say unto you, that ye shall weep and lament, but the world shall rejoice. St. Matthew 17:22-23. Jesus said unto them, The Son of Man shall be betrayed into the hands of men, and they shall kill him, and the third day he shall be raised again. And they were exceeding sorry. Jesus differentiated his friends from his enemies in these verses, St. John 15:14-15, Ye are my friends, if ye do whatsoever I command you. Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doth, but I have called you friends. Jesus called the 11 disciples his friends because they obeyed his words. Only through obedience can we be a friend to Jesus. Let us look into Acts to observe a man, Saul of Tarsus. He was an enemy of the Lord, but he obtained mercy because he did it ignorantly in unbelief. God knew that he would repent and obey the gospel of Jesus Christ. Therefore, he obtained mercy. Acts 9:1-2, And Saul, yet breathing out threatenings and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord, went unto the high priest, and desired of him letters to Damascus to the synagogues, that if he found any of this way, whether they were men or women, he might bring them bound unto Jerusalem. Saul went to the high priest to obtain authority to put in prison all who called on the name of Jesus. Verses 3-5, And as he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly there shined round about him a light from heaven, and he fell to the earth, and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And he said, Who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus whom thou persecutest, it is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. Today, there are many whom the power of darkness controls because they do not know Jesus, whose spirit is in the hearts of believers. For example, Saul said, Who art thou, Lord? Solomon said, Proverbs 13:15, Good understanding giveth favor, but the way of transgressors is hard. If you are fighting against Jesus, he will consume you by his pricks, which is a metaphor of his words. Saul surrendered to Jesus for his salvation. Acts 9:6, And he trembling and astonished said, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? And the Lord said unto him, Arise, and go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do. Jesus was profound and commanded him to humble himself like a little child to accept the word of God from Ananias, a holy man of God. Saul, the great academic intellectual, humbled himself as a little child when Jesus told him what he must do for salvation. His spiritual knowledge about Jesus Christ was extraordinarily limited and base because he was a naive unbeliever. Verse 8, And Saul arose from the earth, and when his eyes were opened, he saw no man, but they led him by the hand, and brought him into Damascus. The light, which shone from heaven, blinded Saul, and there are many people blinded by the light in the lives of God's saints. Unbelief blinded them spiritually. When Jesus reproved the Pharisees with the truth, they became offended because of unbelief. Jesus said, St. Matthew 15:14, Let them alone, they be blind leaders of the blind. And if the blind lead the blind, both shall fall into the ditch. Jesus was articulating spiritual blindness. Though the light blinded Saul naturally, he received his natural and spiritual sight through faith and obedience to Jesus Christ. Acts 9:9, and he was 3 days without sight, and neither did eat nor drink. Saul humbled himself, fasted and prayed, and Jesus spoke to a sanctified preacher, Ananias, in a vision concerning Saul's deliverance. Verse 10, and there was a certain disciple at Damascus, named Ananias, and to him said the Lord in a vision, Ananias. Verse 11, and the Lord said unto him, Arise, and go into the street which is called Straight, and inquire in the house of Judas for one called Saul, of Tarsus, for, behold, he prayeth. When the Lord sent Ananias to Saul, this was his hour to either believe and receive salvation, or reject the truth and continue to be an enemy of the Lord. Ananias hesitated for a moment. He questioned the Lord, because Saul had been a great enemy to the Lord. Verse 13, then Ananias answered, Lord, I have heard by many of this man, how much evil he hath done to thy saints at Jerusalem. Verses 15-16, but the Lord said unto him, Go thy way, for he is a chosen vessel unto me, to bear my name before the Gentiles, and kings, and the children of Israel, for I will shew him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake. Jesus sent Ananias on a mission for the saving of Saul's soul. Verses 17-18, and Ananias went his way, and entered into the house, and putting his hands on him said, Brother Saul, the Lord, even Jesus, that appeared unto thee in the way as thou camest, hath sent me, that thou mightest receive thy sight, and be filled with the Holy Ghost. And immediately there fell from his eyes as it had been scales, and he received sight forthwith. At once Saul received the Holy Spirit. Consequently, he was no longer spiritually or literally blind. Neither was he an enemy to Jesus Christ or his disciples because of his faith in the Lord Jesus and his obedience to his words. After the Lord converted, sanctified, and filled Saul with his Holy Spirit, they called him Paul. Acts 13:9, then Saul, who also is called Paul, filled with the Holy Ghost. Paul looked back to times when he was an enemy of Jesus and praised God for salvation. He was no longer an enemy, but a friend to Jesus and the Christian church. Paul proclaimed to Timothy, his spiritual son. He did not have a natural son. 1 Timothy 1:2, unto Timothy, my own son in the faith, grace, mercy, and peace, from God our Father and Jesus Christ our Lord. Verses 12-13, and I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who hath enabled me, for that he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry, who was before a blasphemer, and a persecutor, and injurious, but I obtained mercy, because I did it ignorantly in unbelief. As soon as his hour came and God sent Ananias to him, he believed and obeyed. Paul said, Romans 12:3, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. Now we understand that God has given each individual a portion of faith to believe his word, but there are those who refuse to obey, and turn away in unbelief. Many people say if I had been there when Jesus was on earth, I would not have been a partaker in killing him. Jesus said, St. Matthew 23:31, wherefore ye be witnesses unto yourselves, that ye are the children of them which killed the prophets. The Jews killed the prophets and Jesus because they did not believe the Lord's word. Their unbelief was a witness that they were the enemies of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. The enemies of the Lord, in all eras, will never believe in those whom he sends. Jesus continues, verses 32-33, fill ye up then the measure of your fathers. Ye serpents, ye generation of vipers, how can ye escape the damnation of hell? Jesus is charging this generation with the blood of the prophets, as well as other generations, who killed them because of unbelief. They have the same evil spirit of serpents and devils. They will not accept the word of truth for their salvation. Jesus proclaimed, verses 35-36, that upon you may come all the righteous blood shed upon the earth. Verily I say unto you, all these things shall come upon this generation. The enemies of the Lord shall perish. Deborah the judge and prophetess said, Judges 5:31, So let all thine enemies perish, O Lord, but let them that love him be as the sun when he goeth forth in his might. The Lord shall destroy his enemies without remedy. However, Jesus will save those who trust and believe in him. The psalmist prophesied against the enemies of the Lord, in all times, concerning their final destruction. Psalm 81:15, the haters of the Lord should have submitted themselves unto him, but their time should have endured forever.